Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is PR from YouTube, and you're listening to Good Morning Cybertron, the Wu-Tang Clan of podcasts. They ain't nothing to fuck with.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good Morning Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott, and the cavalcade of shit that is my life continues. All I can say is that I'm so thankful that Ariana, the lovely Ariana, is my wife, because without her, I mean, we have a lot of bridges in Johnstown, some of them fairly high. A lot of Catholic priests jumped off those. It's fuck. Oh, my God. With me today, it's Xavier. How you doing, buddy?
I'm just so upset with you, with your situation, Scott. Not at you, but you can't go back to your synchronized dance class.
I can't go
How
back.
How are you going to do flash mobs?
Did you guys hear tinkling? Why is every time Scott jump, I hear tinkling?
Because you know what? Because you got too large of a rack. There, we said
it. Yeah, there it is. Every time Scott kicks a dude in the face, it sounds like a waiter dropping a plate of dishes.
Like the fight scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my God. All the way from the South. It's not Kansas. It's Arkansas. It's Kyle. How you doing, buddy?
Very good.
You're not from Arkansas, are you?
No,
it's Alabama, isn't it?
Yeah. Why the fuck? I was wondering, like, why the fuck is he saying Arkansas?
Glass talk.
I'm gonna go with it.
Just go with it.
Also, why the hell isn't it Arkansas? That's how it's spelled.
It's slackjaw yokels, Arkansas.
Some Frenchman named it. Okay.
There's lots of stuff like that in the English language, though.
And yet, here we are speaking it like plebes. If we were really, really awesome, this whole thing would be in French. Right? Yeah.
Oui, oui. Yeah. Monsieur.
Should I let the audience know what the fuck is going on, or should I just glaze over it?
Yeah, glaze over it.
Yeah.
Come out later anyway.
Yeah.
The guy filming this thing.
If you want to know what's wrong with my foot, stay tuned later. Oh my! Yeah, I have to see. I have to see a plastic surgeon. I'm gonna get the nicest set of tits for my foot.
It's like that game from animated where Dan Obzon wants tits on his thumb.
Dude, no, I'm telling you. I'm gonna ask the plastic. Can you give my foot just the biggest set of tits? I'm talking like 1500 cc. Is that legal still in America? Are the days of Chelsea Charms, Lisa Lips, Plenty Up Top, are they behind it?
Get them grafted onto me from a cadaver that was just stacked to the moon.
Jesus, man. Come on. I mean, you know, as far as I know, Minka's still alive. Is there any giant-titted women that are dead? I bet there are plenty. Oh, my God. Over in the chat, Dwayne Marsh says, morning all. Wolf1701 says, it's alive. Duanas Perez says, hello, everyone. And that one questionable cheese Danish. You can see that? Shit. I thought it was just me. The ivermectin was getting to me. I'm still confused why we spell baloney instead of baloney or any other. Baloney should be spelled B-A-L-O-N-E-Y. And you will not convince me any other way. Bologna? No.
Bologna? No, that's a joke that I used to hear a lot in high school. Blogda.
Blogda? Bullshit. Like Colonel. Don't tell me Colonel is spelled C-O-L-O-N-E-L. No.
Colonel?
Cologne. Listen, we don't play that shit here in Pennsylvania. We have a city that's spelled D-U-B-O-I-S. It's not Dubois. We say it the way it's meant to. Dubois.
Oh, no.
It's right above Punxsutawney.
What about one of the all-time favorites, Bangor, Maine?
Bangor. Oh, my God. Crossbones Koopa says, so if my calculations are right, Needle Nose should arrive tomorrow or end up at Xavier's house. Awesome. And Holson 85 says, ha, ha, ha. Oh, hey, my God. So, yeah, we'll talk about this. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think I'm going to have to take any time off. On April 3rd, I will be talking to a plastic surgeon. Fun fact, plastic surgeons, it's not just about tits and butt implants anymore. They have to rebuild part of my foot. Why, do you ask, do they have to rebuild part of my foot? Well, that's a fun little story. About 3 years ago, I had an accident where I tripped over a garden hose and put my foot through a window that I had propped up against the wall. It was like a storm window. It had it in storage, what have you. So it nicked an artery. They got me to the hospital. They sewed me up. And they said, go home. You're fine. And like 2 months later, they took out the stitches. And I said, it still hurts. And they went, yeah, it's fine. Scar tissue. You know, learn to live with it. That'll be $900, please. And I finally talked a doctor into x-raying my foot, and there's the x-ray of one of my foot, and you can see that it's swollen. It's probably caused by some sort of weird irritation that might be in the muscle tissue. And right there you can see in my foot, there's a chunk of glass, there's a chunk of glass. There in my foot, there's a chunk of glass, there's a chunk of glass. So there's like glass all through my fucking foot, and that's going to have to be removed. Why they didn't remove it in the first place? That night where my foot was split open would have been a perfect time to get in there. Half the surgery's already done. It's...
Yeah.
One would think.
But Scott,
yeah?
The Bachelor Season 8 season finale was on. You can't expect them to stick around and help you.
Dude. Yeah, what does Holson says? What does Scott have in common with my computer? Both run on Windows.
Ah, shit.
That's fucking good. That's too soon. It's been 3 years, Holson. I'm over it.
3 years, Holson.
Jesus. Holson, anytime you want to come back, you're welcome to. Just remember, you have to cannibalize Kyle first and assume his place.
Yeah.
In a Harkins call.
I mean, that only seems fair. Oh, my God. Ifans, you're so inclined. Head over to toy.run. Oh, my God. It's like Twitter. It's like Twitter, but for toys.
Full of Nazi comments.
Do you want to know what Walmarts look like in the lost civilization of Mew? I don't know either, but I bet they have one. However, they do show you in the very found civilization of Canada what the Walmarts look like. And, I mean, spoiler, pretty much the same as they do in America.
We've gotten such slow stock here. I mean, they just, they don't bring any, like, we've had the same stuff in the store for, like, what seems like almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Now, just so... This is proof. This is definitive proof. People have been talking about Ollie's and, like, the Ross shit. And I'm like, here's the deal. It's not that they're not selling in stores. Walmart's not fucking selling them.
It's not stock.
They just let shit sit there for a year, and they're not fucking selling the new shit.
To be fair, I don't know how it is in other parts of the country. Because I don't go on Ollie's, like, road trips and what have you. Like, I'm not going to be searching through an Ollie's in Madison, Wisconsin, because I'm just not going to go there. But the stuff in my Ollie's is not selling. It's
and you know, my brother and I, we have gone around and hunted to all in mm-hmm. all the Walmarts in the area where we live, and it just they never get anything new. Yep. Walmart.
I went into Wally's the other day. Wally's. There actually is a store near here called Wally's that's a ski store. I went into Ollie's the other day. They still had Mighty Morphin Power Rangers toys from the movie.
Wow. Huh. Which one? Overdrive or the first one?
The one that had Bryan Cranston in as Lord Zardon. They had not a lot, but they had like three or four Alpha Fives.
That was the kind of a cool movie, but the Megazord kind of sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you what too. It's like I went in there and I was buying a birthday gift for a young man. And I saw they had the Masters of the Universe Air Raider. Now I had seen this in there before, but you know, it was like $20, and I didn't want to spend $20 on something I didn't really have any real attachment to. I kind of wanted it, but I figured, I went in there. They lowered the price on the aerator to $10, like $9.99. And for, like, you got to understand, Ollie's lowered the price on something. Ollie's was putting shit on clearance to get it out the door. Wolf 1701 says, "Did you say Zardon?" I did. Is it Zordon?
Zordon.
It's Zordon. Yeah. Zordon. Shows you how much of a Power Rangers fan I am.
Just the bigliest.
Yeah, the bigliest. The bigliest. Going over to the chat, Demas Perez says, "Wolf put away not Optimus. I got him and planned to put him in storage. So clearly he hates me and wants me gone. Anyone need a cat in a human suit?" Talk to me after the show. Like, you need like what size litter pan do you use? Wolf 1701 says that hot rod is sick. In reference to Crossbones Koopa saying that he got the Studio 86 hot rod, hands down best hot rod figure. Crossbones Koopa says Bigfoot is real. Wolf 1701, she said she was sick of the Optimus Prime and wanted more space. Belusha, say buddy. Belusha says morning chaps. Wolf 1701, I went to my Ollie's the other day. The toy section was almost entirely Hasbro stuff. No joke. Belusha says, don't start. Wolf 1701 says, after the Kingdom Rhinos came out, it wound up at Ollie's here. It was the only one they had. They had like 500. There was still like eight. There was still eight Kingdom Rhinoxes where I was. And Crossbone Koopa says, my Walmart sucks. It was selling He-Man Origins, then just stopped. When I need some figures. I'm sorry, guys. Best I can tell you, let's clear out some of the stuff. Go to toy.run and help get this shit cleared out. I got some good news for us, though. Omega Prime has concluded as the most successful Transformers HasLab and the second most successful HasLab ever.
Well, fucking hell.
We got 28,230 backers.
Makes sense to me because, you know, RID was over 20 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of people who grew up with that now, and they're all looking at that like, oh, yeah, I remember this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it totally makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, and they did a smart move. It's very close. Number one, it's very close to the original. And then on top of it, they give us a new character in the form of Blue Bolt.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I hate to say it. I might have skipped this had it not been for Blue Bolt.
Oh, really? No.
I mean, it's so close to the original. And the original is still pretty good. But, you know, yeah, I would have been 50-50 on it if it was just the original updated, because the original is that good. And for whatever reason, the tires on mine are not cracking. I don't know.
Do they still clearly say Flame Convoy?
Actually, mine does not say Flame Convoy. Mine is Japanese.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The Ultra Magnus is American, but the Optimus Prime is the Japanese Optimus Prime. So you press the button, it screams at you in Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I have both RID versions, and when I got mine, like my Ultra Magnus, mm-hmm. if you look at the tires, it says God Magnus on it.
Huh.
Yep.
Huh. It was, yeah, for me at the time, for whatever reason, whenever I purchased it, the Japanese version was going cheaper than the American version. And I don't care. I'm not going to make this thing talk. Whenever you have lights and sound, it's just a gimmick that I don't need.
Yeah, I never end up using them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not for me. I mean, I wish it was like the G2 version where it was a separate battery pack that was on the back of Optimus's trailer that you could just take off when you needed it to, and not built into the toy.
Oh my god. Could you imagine a companion piece to a splendid convoy that could create like God's splendid convoy? That would be the equivalent of a G2 Godfire convoy.
I think you'd have to make Ultra Magnus something like flame orange to make it work with the splendid convoy.
Yeah, but we're talking about G2.
Yeah,
color matching doesn't matter.
That is
yes,
true.
Matt. You say you're colorblind. What do you say to puke green and Bic Pen blue being blended together?
I mean, I guess it's
even worse. Okay, so you have this bright yellow splendid convoy, and then you have a God Magnus that is, oh, I don't know, acid green and burgundy, and fluorescent.
I'm not convinced this color combination is enough. Can we get some pieces in transparent plastic,
yes.
Other ones that are completely chromed, and just for the fuck of it, can we put a funny wig on them?
Let's fucking HP Lovecraft this shit up and get the collar out of space, Magnus.
Iridescent convoy.
Oh my god. I'm so happy this got back. I'm so happy that it's the most successful Transformers HasLab ever. And for the life of me, I was watching the live stream on Thursday. I didn't get to see it until I got home. But I was watching the live stream, the comments were up. And I've got to say this. I want to preface this with I try not to hate anybody. But some of you fuckers that were commenting on the live chat make it really hard for me not to hate you.
Fuck the sons of bitches.
Here's the thing. And feel free to agree with me. Feel free to disagree with me. That's fine. But, like, people were bitching, like, oh, this is nothing new. This is, oh, you're showing us figures. Motherfucker, we just pre-ordered these figures an hour ago. You know, yeah, really. We've known about these Star Raiders for 2 days. You know, and they're showing off how they move and stuff like that and transformations. And it's just like people are bitching and bitching. And it made the fandom look really bad and really petty. And then... And I'm not gonna say the dude's name, but I mean, this was a dude who fucking messaged me once. I'm starting a YouTube channel. I'm coming after you. I think you know who I'm talking about, right?
And then, right now.
And then he fucking like wrote me. I apologize. That's not who I'm. So I kind of let it go. But the man has just had some really, really odd takes. And I was watching a video of his, and I was just curious because I'd seen him complain about this. Once again, that's his right, you know? And he was, like, complaining, going, like, well, I'll tell you what. This is a shame. I'm paraphrasing here. We had an opportunity to tell Hasbro what we thought of them, and we failed miserably. And I'm sitting there going, like, that's your takeaway from it? That's your takeaway? that because this didn't fail, and because it's like its lack of failure does not prop up your argument. Instead of saying, wait, I'm wrong, there is an audience for this, you go, we all failed. We all failed because we had a chance to tell Hasbro. And that's like, whoa, man.
Fuck that lame ass door.
Whoa.
What is... Okay, first of all, what's wrong with 2001 R.I.D.? It not sounds like you're the type of guy who enjoyed the sexual assault of a car.
Yeah.
So, right up alley.
I was just thinking, yeah, you know what we told Hasbro with this? That we really, really, really like 2001 R.I.D.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed the fuck out of Landfill. I still do. He's one of my favorite combined.
Hell yeah. I loved...
Go ahead,
dude. Go ahead.
The animation... Okay, the animation in that show is great, but also the stock frame transformation footage for the build team, they're the silliest thing I've ever seen, and I love it. Like, big butt chins before animated.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, the absolute grab bag of throw everything against the wall that was 2001 R.I.D. was just like, it was hilarious, because I was like, you're ripping off Dragon Ball, you're ripping off like Gundam, you're trying to do like sex appeal, you're doing the weird thing with like everything has to have a personification. Like, any anime trope that existed in the 90s existed in this show, and I was just like, I'm here for it. Like, the train bots were really fun, because it's like, well, how the fuck do you get around anywhere? You're literally on rails. And then it was just like, oh, we make rails wherever we go. And it's just like,
yeah, you do.
I've seen you transform and fly. Why do you need to stress that the train mode is the way to travel? Just transform and fly.
Japs love trains.
Yeah, that's basically the reason.
Yeah. But hey, congrats. I'm just saying, here's the thing. If this is somebody's dream to have this, don't shit on this. Don't try to make this a message to Hasbro. Fuck, man. These are toys. And I think I said it last week. Don't jump down the designers' throats. They're doing the best they can. You know,
The only thing I would really love is a yellow variant. That would be my jam.
Down fucking Chris Cox's throat.
Yeah.
Not the fucking guy who designed the toy.
I love the fact Cox and throat got in there. Good job. Kyle, I want you Kyle gets an award this time around. Oh, my God. Wolf1701 says, yeah, when did that even happen? Huh? When did what even happen, Wolf?
Yeah. Where are we at?
Yeah. Sorry. You got to understand, Wolf, we see your messages about 2 minutes after, and we've got the attention span that can only be measured in microseconds, you know?
Attention span of a goldfish and cut it in half.
Yeah. And then you're approaching the people that we envy. It's like, wow.
The autism is strong with us.
Yeah. Oh, my. I don't deny it. Going over to the chat, Crossbones Koopa says, I was born in 82. So pick a lane for me. What series I grew up with? G1 Beast Wars, RID 2001, Armada, so on and so forth. Holson 85 says, very impressive figure. And I'm glad that did this well. Belucia says, I'm sick of trying to decide whether or not I want Omega Prime, despite the fact I can't have it either way. What a head to have. 3 weeks ago, Belucius, 3 weeks ago, I would have said this is going to be going up $500-$600 in the aftermarket. But seeing that Deathsaurus and Victory Saber are not selling for much more than what they did on hand, I think if you want it, you can, you know, put aside a buck every day.
It's the market of what is the first, because you, for anything that you do new that proves a hit, it's always the first thing that came out, and that's always your big hit. It's kind of like, the only thing I can really think of is like, basically, Unicron is the big, really big ticket item. He came out first for Transformers. People really want Unicron, hence the price. And Hasbro Pulse has been trying to like vary it up with new gimmicks to keep it interesting. So you go, well, maybe this is also worth more money than I paid for it with like Peepo and Boater, or maybe three figs is the way to go this time. So they keep trying, but it's always the market is really looking for something that's going to be standout-ish.
Yeah.
Like, I remember fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Being sold in grocery stores because everyone wanted a piece of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise. But after, series ended, after the first series ended, like, it died off. Like, no one was looking for access to Yu-Gi-Oh! Anymore. So it's like, my grocery store, where I lived, sold the third set out of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series. It was called Pharaoh's Servant. It was the third set only.
I thought it was Magic Ruler.
No, it was Legend of Blue Eyes, Metal Raiders, Pharaoh's Servant, and I think Metal Raiders was like fourth. If I got my... Well, Walter would know better, which is the reason he needs to be here right now. But
I should know better, because I still buy this shit.
Oh, there you go. But it's like literally the same thing. It's like, are you still buying Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards at your checkout lane? Eh, just depends. I mean, the demand isn't there anymore because they're not really doing anything extravagant that makes people want them. It's Pokemon that keeps reinventing itself that seems to be unable to, like, run out of money. That's why they're worth more than Disney right now by, like, $2
billion. Kyle, Xavier, I have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card here if either of you want to buy it. It's a Blue Eye White Steve Harvey. Anyway, going back over to it. Yeah, it's Dr. Phil. Let's see. Dwayne Marsh says, I'm one of the backers. It's going to be a long wait. I've backed every Transformers HasLab so far. And yeah, it's a long wait. It is a long wait.
I missed out on fucking Pride or Unicron because I didn't have a job at the time and I couldn't afford it.
We'll get you one eventually, buddy. We'll get you one eventually.
Oh, please say someone's dying and I can have theirs.
Dude, if I die, if Ariana doesn't want it, you can have mine.
She'll love it more than...
Shit, if we don't have any kids and both of us die, Xavier, you get everything anyway.
I am currently in competition with Ariana because you're my fucking man. Yeah. I saw you first, goddammit.
Yeah, she's all for that shit. She wants to see some gay action, man. Not
only
just regular
if,
gay.
Only if I can CGI Photoshop it later.
Like, just gay guys looking at, yeah, that's disgusting. That shouldn't be allowed in public. Crossbones Koopa says, I bet you HasLab will do 2001 Megatron to go with Omega Prime. That's highly likely. Belusha says, I like color blindness tests. They seem a bit like those magic eye things, but they work with my eyes. It's kind of like that half of the way for me. I can do half of them. Wolf 1701, it's not even my Transformers. I like this RID Prime Ultra Magnus. I just wish it wasn't a HasLab. I mean, I can get that. I understand that. Koopa says, I got on pre-order Mayhem Attack Insecticons. Teftef joins the stream. You seem like the type who enjoys sexual assault on cars. Man, I miss you guys. Technical Jim says, I got out of the ER about an hour ago. That was an unpleasant experience. Technical Jim, I am so sorry. I'm going through it too. At the beginning of the show, I showed off the x-rays where there's huge chunks of glass still on my foot. So I understand. Going in for surgery here probably within the month. Crossbones Koopa says HasLab or Legacy needs to do the train bots. There are people that want them. I'm one. Wolf 1701 says, yeah, when did that even happen? Belusha says trains are like sausages. Dewana says, I like trains. Wolf 1701 says, no, you don't. We've talked about this. And Crossbones says, give it time. I want a G2 Laser Optimus and Scourge. And look, Legacy Laser Prime comes out. Toxitron, I learned from Scott. Give it time. And yeah, that's my best advice. Give it time. We have images in hand. Transformers Legacy United Deluxe Gears.
Woohoo!
Woohoo indeed.
I like me some gears quite a bit.
I love me some gears.
He looks good.
He does look good.
He looks better than the stock images, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like those images all suck.
I mean, the head is the only thing I care about being absolutely accurate. Other than that, they could have fudged it however they wanted.
Well, see, to me, the head is not accurate because I want the toy head.
I know you do, but man, come on. He's got metallic mutton chops. Can you not appreciate that?
Well, just wait till Road Ranger? The GoBot repaint comes out, and it'll probably have the toy head.
I don't know, man.
Unless they want to make me look like an asshole right now.
It seems like Gen Select is kind of fucking low right now. I mean,
yeah, it's not high priority, but at the same time, thank God for the mercy kill.
Right. I thought that we'd be getting a pack rat by now. I thought we'd get Fractal by now. Hell, I mean, with Omega Prime being successful, I was even kind of half thinking, oh, maybe we'll get a return to Generation Selects. They'll give us Maximal Skywarp in blue, and it'll be Blue Bolts from the comic, so that you can have Beast Wars Blue Bolts and Blue Bolt from HasLab.
Who invented Pack Rat Frank?
BotCon.
Yeah.
Have they done any BotCon original characters since BotCon?
Oh yeah.
Like ended.
Oh yeah. I can't hold on
the
here.
The only one I can think of is like Ape Link.
Let's see. BotCon.
Oh, that's only because he got featured in the Rise of the Beast movie.
Characters.
Yeah, but even then that's like.
So let's see, TF Source. What are our BotCon exclusives here? Yeah, Runamuck and Runabout.
These were Transformers before.
Okay.
Like, I mean, the guys from BotCon invented the characters of Packrat and Fractal.
Would Toxitron?
I don't know.
Toxitron,
again, that's a...
unreleased.
It was planned for Universe. So maybe it's a problem with...
man.
Hasbro... it'd be a fight. They'd win, but I don't know. The only one I can think of is Ape Link.
Eh, I mean, it's fucking not that hard to fight a defunct company.
What about Acid Storm?
Well, he was a Universe toy first.
No. Let's see. I'm like looking through all the characters here.
Oh, Landshark?
Double Punch.
And Landmine.
We're not getting a Gen Selects double punch, but we are getting a double punch in the movie.
Landshark was one of them, I believe. He was from the Wings of Honor set.
Oh, let's see.
As a matter of fact, the whole 2016 crew that was the Gestalt Combiner was probably all original.
I mean, the entire concept of Shattered Glass, though, was...
BotCon.
Was BotCon. So, I mean...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, once again, I don't know what the fuck...
No, that was... no, because you had me stumped for a while. You had me stumped for a while, because I'm going like, oh, shit. This, and, like, here we have Farrakh, here we have DevCon. But, yeah, for a second I thought, oh, that makes perfect sense. No, don't feel bad for throwing that out there, Kyle. Because that was a really good answer.
Because, like, if they own them, these are the easiest fucking repaints you could do.
Right?
Why haven't you done them?
Right.
They must be on the back burner for when they're like, okay, these are all the easy repaints. Maybe they won't be Gen Select, and maybe they'll be something else.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but I'm stunned. I'm stunned that we haven't got a Pack Rat and Fractal.
Outside another update, yeah, because shit, you had to go get the other BotCon set to get them.
Yeah. You were going
to
say, Kyle.
What if they wait to do the trans metal one?
Ooh.
Do them as Pack Rat.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Pack Rat's original. Because
I was thinking, like, it would be great. It'd be great to. If I could just hold off on this Gears, if I knew there was a Gen Selects, I would hold off on this and end up getting the Malignus versions.
Oh, wasn't Brimstone an original BotCon character?
Brimstone was Cybertron.
Oh, shit, never mind.
man. His head looks like a lemon slice.
Why is Thomas just jacking off silently listening to us? Is this how he gets his kicks?
Yeah.
No, I'm just I'm worried that I gave myself a hernia earlier. So I was just looking at that.
Like, fuck.
Man, we were close. We were fucking close. What is he jacking off? He's not jacking off. He's checking himself for a hernia. He's turning his own head and coughing.
No, it's while fondling his testicles.
Abdominal. Really. I was at the gym and I think I might have pulled something.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay, we're gonna do a little test on you, buddy. You ready for this? I want you to look at your belly. I want you to lie down on your back. Look at your belly and slowly bring yourself forward. No, don't jack it unless you want to, but bring yourself forward and see if like one side of your belly pushes out farther than the other, or if it pushes out a lot.
I can't do that from where I'm sitting. So
fair enough. So if that is the case, you have diastasis recti.
Well, I know it's, I've had that before.
Okay. You probably aggravated that then.
They might be waiting for the transmittals, because I just found that they canceled a fractal that was supposed to be transmittal pterosaur.
God damn it!
So they'll probably wait for the transmittals.
You know what I really wanted to see, even though it was just like a one-off gag, was the red energon-infused powered-up pterosaur, where he turned his pea shooter gun into like a full-on M16.
Shit, man. I don't see why we can't. We fucking get dead Optimus Prime. We got dead Prowl.
We got fucking dead. We have dead Prowl. I don't have a real Prowl, by the way. Best I can do is like.
Best I can do is fucking a freshly dead one. It's
fucking. What was he? Silver Streak, white, and he's not the right fucking white.
Blue Streak, so blue. Blue Streak. I got like three of those sitting over here. They were like $9. They're going to be worth something someday.
I'm sure they will.
Oh, man.
At least you're positive.
Yeah. I thought I'll surely use these for some sort of custom.
Everything's going to be something one day.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I give my shit up.
Everything will be something someday. You know, I'm being buried with
dust.
I'm going to be buried with my shit. That's...
It's like an Egyptian mausoleum.
Exactly. And with a fucking curse on the wall. To all those who enter, your balls are going to fall off, fucker. I swear to God. I hope you like singing two octaves higher than you do currently, because that shit's going to happen.
Except for some reason it's written in Old English.
Yeah. Yeah. Ye balls fall off.
Your hula hands, I think, is what they used to call them.
My hula hands.
Middle English. Because Old English is just another word for Anglo-Saxon, and it's totally incomprehensible to modern English speakers.
Because humans are horrible, we have new package designs for Hasbro's collector brands. So that means we're getting our window boxes back, because I'm really tired of seeing toys without a fucking head.
Yeah, you've had that too, man.
Oh, every place has had it, because people are horrible. I live in a horrible city. Let's look at WJAC and see what happened in Johnstown today, shall we? Yeah,
thank God. Take us away from the garbage around our toys that, hey, you got a fucking window. Doesn't matter. Still throwing it in the garbage.
Let's see. Police searching for armed suspect accused of robbing Johnstown Bank. New charges filed against Somerset County S offender. I'm not even going to read that.
I mean, it's already on screen.
Yeah, infant found dead.
Great.
God,
Johnstown is just a fucking problem.
Yeah, Altoona man charged with assault for biting child during church service. School apologizes for assignment asking fifth grader to pretend to be a white slave master.
What?
This is. Okay, we need to read this story. Okay, here we go.
That's a little far north.
Two Somerset County parents say they were surprised to find what they say is a, quote, alarming assignment brought home by their fifth grade daughter last week. Well, she would have never been a white slave master because she's a woman. Conemaugh Township Elementary parents Shannon and Kenneth Poole say their daughter brought home an assignment last week instructing students to, quote, pretend to be a white slave master looking to buy a slave. On Thursday morning, we got an assignment in our daughter's schoolwork folder, and it was basically a collared-in worksheet that was titled Auctions Winnings to the Highest Bidder. And it was an assignment wherein the fifth graders were supposed to portray white slave masters and identify what qualifications they wanted in their slave. The father said. The Pools say the assignment asked the students to draw and describe the living quarters as well as various scenarios that would occur on a plantation. Scott Mort really gets into it. I would buy all the light-skinned ones and create a harem.
Isekai anime.
Their daughter lost points when she wrote she would treat the slaves nicely.
Damn.
So I guess
room for decency, huh?
Buying them and setting them free in the tolerant North would not be done. Like, slavery was never legal here. Jesus.
Yeah, by the way, damn, I live in Alabama. I have for 25 years. Yeah. Never got this shit.
I never got this assignment either. Holy
never
hell.
Assigned this fucking work. What yeah. the fuck?
Obviously, Kyle, like, you didn't go to the right school.
Yeah.
God damn it. This pissed. God damn it.
Yeah. I don't think that we should be teaching our fifth graders or putting them in a frame of mind of what it's like to own another human being or what qualifications hypothetically you would want in them. And I question the educational value of the assignment because if we're asking our students to pretend to be slave masters or anything like that, why are we giving them points off if they said they treat the slave with empathy? See, here's the thing. I understand the thrust of the assignment, but there, I agree. Why are we giving them points off? Why are we giving them points off saying that they treat their slaves well?
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, that's not correct. Remember, beat those that are different than you.
Show me again the head cage mechanic and how you would slap it on your property that is only 3/5 a person, Timmy.
Oh, get this. In a statement to 6 News, the superintendent of Conemaugh Township School District says the assignment was intended to help students to comprehend slavery, but a different approach should have been taken.
Oh, shit.
Let's see. Join the conversation. Hold on here.
What the fuck is this conversation going to look like?
Yeah, I want to see this. 3 replies. My first reaction is one more reason why there's a teacher shortage. As a former educator, I can attest the constant anxiety of having everything. Okay, were you there to hear the assignment explained? Who put yourself in the role? Wow, people are actually... What's wrong with having students imagine... My reaction is I'm glad you're a former educator. Wow, Jesus Christ. Let's see. What do you think? Sign in to post. Hold on here.
Scott doesn't care about window packaging this much. Great.
Email address.
Nobody fucking does.
Hold on
it's
here.
It's garbage.
Buddha Scott.
Yeah. It's fucking garbage that I'm going to throw the fuck away.
Yahoo.
If you're an inbox collector, get with the fucking program.
At yahoo.com.
They're toys. And I meant to set a fucking box. This is what causes villains. Did nobody fucking watch Toy Story 2?
Create account.
That thing's gonna kill you in your sleep one day.
First name. My first
Kyle
name is...
Kyle went full villain.
Kyle. And my last name is...
my fucking...
I mean, I think I would sooner have window packaging.
Thomas.
Just... What?
No. That's... Never mind. Love boy toe. Okay.
What does that mean?
Don't tell anyone. Okay.
What are you doing? Cannot
be, only must be 30 characters or less. Okay, Tom Laboito.
What are you doing?
That's less than 30 characters. Okay, that's good.
What exactly are you doing?
I'm going to leave a comment on this. And
about what?
About the assignment. Okay.
I think we covered the topic of Windows pretty good.
I think
I'm
so.
Like, who gives a shit? Thomas is like, forum.
Firm email.
I get the reason before him, but like, he can rip open a box just as easily with a Windows.
User profiling. Move back here. We're going to sign in. BuddhaScott@yahoo.com. And the password, continue. Don't update. Okay. And don't update. Close. Okay. Let's write an email. Let's write a comment on this.
Look, I own a slave, and you guys have taken a far too light approach to this.
I mean, how is... No, hold on here. It's obvious this assignment was flawed. Flawed. Like they would have... Like they would have let a woman own slaves. Points off for not being able to pee standing up. What is wrong with our area? What's wrong with our area? We spend day in and day out. Day out seeing story after story about horribleness. Both terrible and horrible. Makes me want to whip a Negro. No. Okay.
No. Do it. Do it. Do it, pussy.
I got an idea for the school. I got an idea for the school. How about stuffing? You know what? I'm such a pussy. I'm not going to post this.
No, post it.
You wasted everybody's fucking time.
Send. There. There we go. Done.
What were you going to write?
I was going to say that we should just wrap a pinata up in black electrical tape and teach the children how to whip it. Oh, man. Good God. Okay, I'm done. Oh, so, yeah, we're going to get rid of window boxes. Let's go over here. Crossbones Koopa has a bunch
right.
Message retracted here. Let's see. Holson, Scott, are you going to ask the doctors to save the glass for you? Hell yes, I am. That's my window. It's my window. Wolf 1701 said shiny gears. Wolf 1701, I want my fucking gears. Scott, just 3D printer a toy head. Mr. 3D print everything. I could. I really could. Crossbone says gears could be Smallfoot. Thomas, if you have one, your belly button would be sticking out like a bulging bunch. If it looks like that, you have a hernia. Some hernias. Some hernias.
This is actually to the side, though.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a few inches to the side of that, and I'm kind of worried because, you know, hernias can be quite dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some hernias, not all hernias. That is some, not all. Because my dad had a hernia like that, where his belly button would push out, looked like a fucking finger sticking out of his belly. But my mom had a hiatal hernia, and you know, her belly button didn't stick out, but my God, she would be in such pain. She would be in such pain. And it was a hiatal hernia, if I'm not mistaken, is whenever like the lungs push up through a hole in the diaphragm.
Good. The lungs themselves?
Yeah. Yeah, like
that's
or maybe it's the intestines push up through a hole in the diaphragm and into the lungs. Feels very much like a heart attack. Feels very much like a heart attack. Let's see here. Wolf 1701 says, I got my blue streak and like 50 showed up at the Ollie's. Window boxes are back. We won. Dewana says, I get Wolf skull when he dies. I plan to be dazzled and put a sensor so it says catchphrases when I go near. Belusha says, stop showing off. There's no way my life isn't shittier. I'm not saying your life isn't shittier. I'm just saying it's as shitty, but in a different direction. Crossbone says, I have a decapitated toy head collection in my trophy case. Insert Peter Cullen Predator sounds here. Teftef, lol, reminds me of that video Racist Field Trip on YouTube. Dude explains how their teachers brought their class to pick cotton all day. Crossbone says, don't give people ideas. I bet someone will say owning action figures is the same as owning slaves you make pose on the shelf. There was that argument that owning sex robots was akin to slavery. And I'm going to say the argument, if Jeffrey Dahmer would have been allowed to have a sex robot, he probably wouldn't have killed all those dudes.
I don't think that's
I do because he was trying to make a sex slave zombie. So I honest to God think yeah that was his big drive. I honest to God think that he may have killed one or two, but I don't think he would have been. I think the first death was an honest to God accident with Dahmer. I think it was a complete accident. So he may have that one, but I don't think he would have killed others if somebody would just, not a blow-up doll, but the realistic ones we have today. Yeah.
I mean, if that's what he was looking to do, fucking mannequins and dildos have been around since the Ice Age. Yeah. You're telling me it's just like he fucking didn't think of those first?
I don't know. He's not around to talk. I guess
we're going to have this conversation now.
Okay.
like sex robots. Okay. To an extent, but once they get to like Data from Star Trek, then it starts to be a problem.
Yeah, we're not there right now.
I don't think we'll ever be there.
Right. Here's the thing.
Here's
the thing. Then just make them not sentient. Right?
Right.
Make them not sentient. Like, my refrigerator right now isn't sentient, and I use the shit out of that. I've stuck my dick in that thing several times.
Instead of like, you know, Commander Data, what about a droid from Star Wars?
No, that's even worse.
Those are fucking sentient. Those are sentient.
Are they?
That's even worse. They give those things fucking anxiety. That's even worse.
They can't even do that without a chip.
Right.
Because because droids are generally treated as though they are not actually truly sentient.
They are, though.
Yeah, they are.
They are emulating it.
Let's see. What science fiction droid could I morally stick my dick into? That's the thing. Science fiction goes to that point, you know, it's like, okay, this is the ultimate, you know. But, yeah, which one? Like, not a Transformer. Not a GoBot. Definitely not a GoBot. But, I mean, you want it to be just kind of like a utility. You know, it's like, this is my blender. This is my refrigerator. Here's my sex robot. Yeah. We design it. It doesn't have to be sentient. I don't want my robot to be sentient. Because everything ends up leaving me. And whenever your sex robot leaves you for another man, that's bad. That's bad. Yeah, Wolf 1701 should add a fifth day grade doing assignment. Wolf 1701 says the lengths men will go to post a comment about butts. Tap. Now it feels like I'm witnessing a crime. Can I get arrested for being here? Wolf 1701 posted hard, Scott. Crossbones Cooper, the first time is always the hardest, Tap. You get used to it like I did. Tap. I hope you've left the notifications on. I want to see them pouring over during the stream. There's a site that sells anime video game accurate sex dolls. Yes, I've seen the Tifa Lockhart one. Very nice. Yeah. If they ever make an RC or Black Arachnia, I'm going, no one will ever see me out again. Good for you, spider titties. Holson 85, heard a good joke. I fill my blew-up doll with helium because I like my women who play hard to get. Crossbones Koopa, Lando had a sex doll, a sex with his droid. It was confirmed in Disney Star Wars. Well, good for Lando. I mean, she seemed like she was, you know, very hard to get. But hey, good for Lando. Good for Lando. I mean, really.
I thought somebody made that shit up.
Like, if Lando.
But apparently it's real.
Yeah, if Lando can't score. Man.
Uh-huh. Lando can definitely score. She was probably just like, in between planets.
Yeah. Dewana says, I want to know what gets funnier the more you think about it. Bots, especially since the show Imagine if there was a Spencer's in a mall. Oh shit. We've got our first official images of Hot Wheels Transformers Skate.
Say it with me. Who the fuck is his for?
Shred of Maximus fans.
Fucking, these aren't even tech decks, are they?
Here's the deal. I put these two little shoes on my fingers, and I busted out my Soundwave skateboard while I took my date on the way to Denny's, and I did some sick 360 ollies off the moons over my hammy. And into the milkshake, and I swear to God, my life was just an avalanche of ass after that. It was incredible.
So anyway,
why do these exist?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
This is Starscream, Megatron sound. The Transformers merchandise of the Conemaugh School assignments.
You know, for a company.
Go ahead. Thomas, sorry.
For a company that apparently is really worried about wasting money because of all of that shenanigan that we talked about, like, you know, they keep trying to cut costs. Why does this exist? Oh. This is clearly a waste of money.
I have a theory about this. I have a theory. I want you to look down and to the right on this package and tell me what you see.
Mattel. Oh, it's Mattel.
Yeah, they're not wasting their money. They're wasting Mattel's money.
No,
you have to read the article.
That's confusing because that is confusing. Transformers brand?
Well, it says it's the second collaboration. The first one was Uno Flip Transformers. It's all in the description. The most disgusting part is that these are each $30.
What?
No, the fuck they aren't.
Yep. Read the title.
Somehow I feel like this still involved the money of Hasbro in some way.
Stop.
Each one is because priced $20.99.
What?
$20.99 Soles. What the fuck?
Soles.
Which is about
what the fuck is Soles?
Moon money.
Peru. Okay.
$2 and Soles.
Xavier, fucking get your shit together.
What
is
money?
I almost had a fucking stroke.
It's Peruvian. It's Peruvian
angry.
Money.
$30.
I mean, the way
bucks, it's like, oh, it's Peruvian. Thank God.
I mean, the way you talk, I figured you already had one or at least three at this point.
Well, thank God, it's only $8. Now I get to save $8.12 that I won't spend on this shit.
Peruvian money is named after the sun. That's so weird.
It's probably just have coconuts down there, man. It's seashells and coconuts. That's what they use for money.
God, I was going to say something profound. And now it's gone.
Hold on. I need to see what a Peruvian soles looks like.
Probably got Mardi Gras dancers on it.
I remember now.
Each soles is 27 cents. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, not Xavier. It was Walter when they showed off all the shirts. Stuff. Our first live stream said this is a bunch of shit that will line up in a landfill in like a year, and I'm like, I'll probably buy a shirt. You know, you can't just walk around like fucking Bert Kreischer and everyone's like fine with it.
I respect any
these are gonna line up in a fucking landfill.
I respect any country that puts John Belushi from 1941 on their money.
These shit going straight to Ollie's.
Yeah, I'm not buying
Banco Central.
No one's
going to
buy these fuckers.
Banco Central de Rivera.
Good God.
Good. And also, the shoes right here look like the Mystery Machine. What fucking brand is this?
I'm telling you what. The fucking answer is there. A Barbie in RC armor? A fucking He-Man vehicles that transform into monsters, right? Because I mean, they're halfway fucking there, right? If
Hot Wheels skate,
Hot Wheels skates. I mean, they fucking do Masters of the Universe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and wrestlers, and then wrestlers that are monsters in Masters of the Universe. Why
Ninja Turtles is Playmates.
Yeah,
I feel like I feel like a He-Man crossover could potentially be really effective and make money.
You mean like how the Ninja Turtles crossover with everything?
Titan Class Grayskull.
Here's what I'm talking about there, Kyle. Yeah. They made a
Oh, I know about them.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, yeah, Turtles may be Playmates, but Hasbro, whenever they did their crossover, they made them like, you know, He-Man figures.
Yeah.
Or I should say Mattel whenever they did their crossover. My apologies.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. This bullshit.
Like, oh, there's going to be Hot Wheels and shit. Oh, cool. And it's like, fucking skateboard?
Man. You...
That skateboard doesn't even look like Starscream's on it.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Like he's right at the top, but it's just a generic Seeker. And then down here, it looks like... Okay, let's open this image in a new tab so we can kind of pull it in. Oh, it's the back of... Okay, there he is. It's him, Vaporwave Seeker, and then it's the jet. I thought it was the pearly gates and the cloud and heaven and a big old set of tits. But it turns out it's just the jet in the sky facing towards everything.
I didn't recognize what was on that either. No. Initially.
Okay, what's on the other ones here? Image in new tab.
I'm positive that this is going to in some way waste Hasbro's money.
That looks like Megatron.
Yeah.
Why didn't the Starscream one look like fucking Starscream?
Vaporwave.
Soundwave.
Yeah.
He looks close.
Yeah, he does.
He's half Marvel Comic colors.
I'll take your word for it. Let's see here.
All right.
Masterpiece Power Gray Prototype. Optimize your ride with Monroe Mufflers. I think we're good.
Right.
They're doing another Masterpiece Prowl, huh?
G1 Prowl Gray Prototype. Yeah.
DX9. Fuck it. Not even a real company. It's not even real.
It's DX9. Never mind. Shit, man. Well,
I thought DX9 stopped functioning.
Yeah, yeah. Does anybody have a looky? Oh, that's my wife right there. Hello, baby. My wife's in on the couch sleeping. Does anybody have a looky what I found?
I did.
Nope, not today.
Oh, Thomas.
I did.
Let's do Thomas's and then we'll get to Kyle's.
I haven't got one.
Oh, Kyle, it's all you, baby.
Okay.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go catch up on the comments. Tef Tef says, remember, kids, if your sex doll's nose is dripping, she doesn't have the flu. She's full. Shellformer says, Data and Tasha Yar. Crossbone questions, is the Hot Wheels Transformer they was going to do, were they like the parasites back then or just normal cars with the paint job? Apparently, the Hot Wheels they're going to do are just fucking skateboards. Tef Tef, everyone thinks about finger shoes and skates when thinking of Hot Wheels. Duh. Tef Tef, $30, 30 Peruvian sol equals $8. Holson, I thought you said soulless, which is ironic since they come with shoes. Tef Tef says $8 USD. Shelfwarmer, Hasbro would still be charging Mattel for the rights. It seems the little shoes and mini skateboards are already from the Tony Hawk line. Belucius, they won't let me have money, but that stuff is very pretty. Tef Tef, Mattel owns Thomas the Train Transformers. Fuck yeah, I'm in. Shellformer says Skegatron, Soundjaw, Beast Shelf Warmer knows. Shelf Warmer knows. Crossbones says, Thomas, you can give Bret Hart a hug for me. Shelf Warmer, oh, the shoes clip onto the skate decks like little snowboard bindings. Tef Tef, somehow those shoes seem like they're fit a Barbie doll. I'm going to need a Ryan Gosling Ken and shoe him up with those. Belushius, when I read about Hasbro and Mattel potentially collaborating, I was dumb enough to think Masterpiece Micromasters fucking mega price tech decks instead. Dewanis says, Wolf was a man once. Now he's a purse dog because I wash him and give him head scratches. Thank God you added the word scratches there, although I'm sure you do the other as well. Holson says, I shared a video in the Facebook group for Looky a couple of days ago. We will check that out. And Wolf71, colons from the BSG remake, fracking skin jobs. Word salad. Okay. Anyway, Kyle, did you find your Looky what I found?
I'm trying to figure out where to post it, so, like, because it's a video.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Post it up in the Good Morning Cybertron Facebook page. I am going to share my screen here. Share screen. Select one. Because Holson put a video up. Now, I can't play videos, sadly, because I'll get copyright struck to hell and back. But let's see here. Dope-ass montage. Oh, look at that. That's, yes. Yes. Okay. Not going to play any more of that. While we're waiting for Kyle, I'll show you my Looky what I found. Funbee Studios. If anybody's been reading, the Skybound Transformers, the latest issue had Optimus Prime just fucking going hero, and in the background was yellow and red, and it just said, "You know the song."
You know the song.
You know the song.
That's my favorite fucking thing, dude.
Right? Funbee Studios has printed out a background for your Optimus Prime that says, "You know the song."
Yeah. You know the song.
You know the song. Now, a lot of eagle-eyed fans of Funbee noticed that Optimus Prime has Megatron's arm. Funbee is making a connector piece that you can take one of the 87 Siege Megatrons that we all have.
Yep.
Pop the arm off of it and give it to Optimus.
I guess I'm doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Earthrise one's going to be defunct here in a year. So yeah. Like,
yeah.
I guess that's what I'm going to do.
Yes. God damn. That's great. You know the song. They know us. They know the Skybound stuff. I read Cobra Commander number 3 right before I came on the show here today.
I didn't get to it yet.
Yeah, Cobra Commander number 3 is out, and that's fantastic. Belushius is asking, what song? You got the touch! Bam, bam, bam. You got the power!
See, yeah! Nobody really read when he's like, oh no, the 86 movie is like the Bible for this thing. That explains the gratuitous murder.
After all is said and done. Tef Tef says, Dare to be Stupid by Weird Al. <It's>...
Yes.
Yes. Oh man. Did you post it yet, Kyle?
Yes, I did. It should be in there.
I don't see it, but we'll hit refresh. Godzilla Jr. Godzilla Jr. makes a burger.
Yep. I figured you would like that.
I know so
much about Godzilla.
I would. We want Scott.
Because I watched this and I'm like, this is cool.
Crossbones Koopa says,
I'll just watch all four of them.
I'm going to do it now. Crossbones Koopa said the song is Oh My Tra-la-la-la. Wolf 1701 says, we want Scott to cover the whole song. Belushius
says, take requests on Patreon.
After all is said and done, you never walk, you never run, you're nobody's fool. Got the moves, hit the streets, Eat ravioli and beat my meat. I've got cancer. You're your best when you touch your nuts. You've been put to a test, and it's quiet and all. Yeah.
Can't believe you're giving away this for free.
I know. I know. This should be on the Patreon shit. oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You got that as much right as, like, the January 6th choir did singing the national anthem.
Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ. Moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron. Xavier, buddy, what'd you get this week?
86 snarl. Apparently, Kyle saw tits for the first time ever.
They're fun, aren't they, Kyle?
I just got to the twist and fucking...
Commander. Oh, wow, you read fast.
I read the wiki page, but I didn't fucking... I didn't call that. I thought he was somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, anyway, you were saying...
Anyway, 86 Snarl animated Optimus, a nice. Thundertron, and two of the big guys... Who was it? Oh, Laser Optimus, finally. And I got another leader class fig. I'm trying to figure out which one it was. But yeah, I scored like 4 leader class figs all in like 2 days.
Your poor fucking wallet, dude.
My wallet poor is fucking used wallet. To it is Sparta up in this bitch.
God damn. God damn. And you just ordered the fucking Star Raiders from me.
I know.
Fuck.
That was a necessity, though. That was never going to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just let me know. You can pay for them now, pay for them when they come. Either one's fine, dude.
Yeah, that's either cool. One's thank fine. You.
No problem. Oh, my God. Kyle, buddy, do you have any reinforcements this week?
I don't, but I did manage to pre-order. I pre-ordered Cannonball and Lockdown the day they came out.
Yeah, I got
the day the pre-orders dropped.
Like, I'm curious as to what they're going to be dropping tomorrow. Because, I mean...
And then, like, yesterday, Farrakh was back up, so mm-hmm. I got Farrakh.
Right on.
I guess his name's Farrakh.
Farrakh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I always said Farrakh.
I kind of like Farrakh better.
Yeah, like Barack Obama.
How the fuck is Filch the one that everyone's like, it's an Air Race repaint?
Well, I was thinking it's about Farrakh. That.
That one is, I don't know, man.
I was thinking about that. There's more, I guess, the Cyberverse fans who never got that character kind of jumped in on it.
I guess. She kind of probably fits with that toy line.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas, buddy, how about you?
I went to the Collector Con on the weekend, and I acquired some Commandrons, and I got some Micromasters. I got Micromaster Rough Stuff, I got Grease Pit, and I got Airwave, and they're the originals.
Ooh.
Oh, also, I also got a mint in package original Air Razor.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. Nice.
She's still on the card and she's not coming out.
Does this one say Fox Kids on the cover or on the
No,
front?
this isn't the Transmetal one, it's the original one.
Oh,
right on. Nice.
Yeah.
Right the fuck on. Yeah. I didn't purchase anything this week. Not a damn thing. But I did get this finished. This is a custom Siege Ramjet. And it does transform. It does transform. But
that's stunning.
That was a couple of weeks worth of work there. I don't think I've ever had anything that I've painted white come out this nice. And yeah, what I did was I'm not using white paint anymore. I went mm-hmm. Krylon white primer.
Oh.
Yeah, white primer instead of white paint. And that seems to have done the trick.
Filed. Is that PLA?
The wings are PLA, yes. The head, though, the head is resin.
Train.
Oh.
That is resin, and it's pretty...
You did resin printing?
I had this for about a year. So, yes, I do have a resin printer. I have a Elegoo Mars But the chest is PLA as well.
Mm.
So it's a different chest. The weapons are PLA, the wings are PLA, the head is photosensitive resin. But yeah, I'd done that a couple of years ago whenever I first got it. So really happy with this. I got three other seekers over there that I'm working on. Right now, this is going to be, let's see, do I have it here? Yes. So this is my next one. Let me just pop the chest on here so you can see. And this is going to be Siege Slipstream. So there's like a special chest for it to give it more a more feminine silhouette.
Slipstream.
And I got like a more feminine head. Burp.
Scott loves feminine head.
I love feminine head. Masculine head, no. Not a fan. Yeah. But eventually, I'll get it all taken care of. Let's see. Crossbones, Belushi says, is it off film? Oh, God, he doesn't know it either. No, I don't know all the words. Belushi says, wait, seriously? Crossbones Koopa said, question, if there is five Transformers figures you have to save from a disaster, what are the ones you would save?
Transsector Galvatron.
Hmm. Let's see. For me, five that I'd have. Oh, Mr. Hard Hat, definitely.
Firebird RC.
Probably Mr. Hard Hat and my Noizu and Graffy. You know, those cassettes. The rare Japanese cassettes that I have. Anybody have their five?
I know Deathsaurus and Super Megatron. Oh.
Crossover Punisher that turns into Cock Gun.
That's a good one. Save that because I'm going to need the pleasure later. It does exist. And it's sad.
I
don't know
why.
No.
Such a stupid thing.
And Scott, what is the proper gun that goes with 86 Hot Rod? He comes with two. What is the G1 for him? I don't know. I don't know either.
I think the G1 came with two.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It did.
Yeah. Reach sure has two, so, like, the original must have two.
Last thing, are we going to get more Beast Wars reissue? I want a Tarantulas. I'd heard rumors of Tarantulas being the next one, but the amount of them that made it to Ollie's, I don't know if we're going to get any more. I hope we do. Belushus says, I didn't get any plastic, but I found a video game named Action Figure Unprotected Anal. Not joking. Link me.
What the fuck?
Dude. Teftef says, pointy triangle boobies for the win.
The internet's a hell of a drug.
And Belushus says, I got the Noizu Garafi Frenzy Bafflement. I bought it for me for my birthday. Sometimes you have to do that. No one knows what you want more than you do. And you got to be good to yourself. Gentlemen, do you have any big plans for this week?
Hopefully not spend any money until the end of the month again.
Really?
Yeah.
Right fucking hell. What happened? I go to one Target and they got like half the shit I've been missing. And I'm like, you sons of bitches knew I was coming, didn't you?
Man. I mean, I'm looking forward to the live stream tomorrow. I'm looking forward to whatever pre-orders we might have.
So I'll say, please, once again, Scott, add to my tab. If it is the other half of the Star Raiders, put me down.
I'll take care of it for you, buddy. I'll take care of it for you.
I think it's going to be United.
Probably, because they said there's going to be some surprises.
I'm pretty sure they said United Wave 2, and then the last one this month, which will be the next one after tomorrow, will be like the big surprise, which I don't know what the big surprise would be.
Return of Celeste.
Hopefully some fucker doesn't leak it out.
I'm sorry, Xavier, what was that?
Please welcome special guest speaker Andrew Tate from Romania.
God, no. Fucking asswipe. Out of my country.
I hate that fucking man. I hate
son
that
son of a horse. God damn.
He's a bastard. He's a genuine bastard. I don't know what the fuck
you say. You know what the one thing that gets on my nerves the most about him isn't even the pernicious stuff that he says. It's how he says it. If for the love of God, decide what accent you're going to use. Because he shifts between having like a North American Northwest accent and then English. Stop going halfway. You know, it sounds awful.
And here's the thing. He would come out to us and go, you guys are fucking losers. You don't have any money. Yeah. You know, because, you know, we've got a moral. I don't want to keep sex slaves on a webcam.
You know what? Maybe that should have been the lesson that they did in the Deep South.
Yeah.
What does Andrew Tate do that you would not do?
Fucking everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Duanas Perez says, I love that they found Andrew by a pizza box. Crossbones Koopa, link me the link to the live stream. Koopa, there is no link. This is all on Facebook. Like, yeah, look up here. Look up here at the link. Facebook.com. Like, we're not using any live stream or anything like that. We're linked up through Facebook. I love that they found Andrew. Andrew Tate by a pizza box. Yeah. That to me was astounding. Hold on here. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this, Crossbones. I'm gonna add you to the Good Morning Cybertron chat for tonight. Let's see here. And we're gonna get you on. Just to say hi. I mean, we're wrapping up here. But open more actions, send a voice clip. No.
I'll be right back.
How the fuck do I do this? Add people. There it is.
Oh, I'm going to do this just for you. How the fuck do I do this?
Okay.
Damn it.
Yeah, Corey, you've been added to the group. Come on down. Just add yourself onto the call. Yeah, we'll wait around for you here. But yeah, we are wrapping stuff up.
If he meant the live stream tomorrow, this is going to get real
long. Yeah, that is going to... Oops, I'm sorry.
Oops, I just added you to the fucking group. I don't know.
Yeah. I think he meant that. What the fuck do I know? I have glass in my foot. That's going to be my excuse. That's going to be my excuse up until the day of the surgery. And then after the surgery, Dan, don't fucking ask me. I've just gotten out of surgery. You know, I'll ride that pony for about 3 weeks and something horrible will happen. On the HasLab link, I mean. Okay. Yeah, the Hasbro link. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. We're going to... let's see. Let's see here. Delete chat, leave group, add people. I don't fucking know anymore. I'll figure it out. It's just on YouTube. If you go to the Hasbro Pulse. If you go to like the Hasbro Pulse stuff, you know, it's right there. Let's see here. Nicknames, conversation name, members. Let's see, members. Let's see here. And remove member. There we go. Remove from chat so we're not bugging the fuck out of you, Corey.
What's up, guys?
Oh, shit, he's there. Are you still there, dude?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Fuck, man. I just removed you. I didn't want our chat bugging you because we talked through the week.
Oh, yeah, to prove I am cross.
There it is. Oh, man. Man, it's good to finally talk to you, buddy.
You want to put the mask on and do the voice thing?
I believe you. I believe you. You don't need to. The thing scares me.
Yes, I thank you very much. Now I get to be on here on Good Morning Cybertron with you, fabulous Doug Mort. I told you.
Doug
I
Mort.
I told you.
He called me Doug Mort. Oh, God.
I told you, Mr. Mort, you must do those reviews or you're going to get a world of trouble from me.
I'll probably never do a review again. This cat has a more chance of doing a review than I do at this point. Oh. But... Man, oh, man. Corey, I know this is weird because you just came on, but we're going to end the show. But stick on. Stick around. Stick around because we're going to chat a little bit after the show. But
shameless promotion.
There you go. Coke. So I want to thank everybody who joined us here today. Holson85, Crossbones, Dewanis, Belucius, Tef Tef, going up down, Wolf1701. Let's see here. Shelf Warmer, who I believe this is the first time Shelf Warmer's been here, but maybe not. Technical Jim, Dwayne Marsh. My God, if I'm forgetting anybody, I'm super, super sorry. Thank you so much for joining us. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Say good night.
Good night.
All right. And then, don't trust me. I've got glass in my foot.
Though the night be dark, the dawn yet shall awake to the morning.
Also, don't trust anybody with blood. Right, Scott? You're the last Adam Master.
Who is this new person? Where's that sexy Swedish meatball? I don't know where Holson is. Where would he go?
I don't know.